time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Uno is back.
Daddy,
we are getting deep passes. Oh, so exciting. Let's get the headlines, huh? Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, free in your app store, and on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. You had the Panthers win last night over the Rangers 3-1. Rams topped the Vikings 30-20. In the NBA last night, Mavs beat the Spurs 120-109. Leroy's disappointed in Wembanyama. You're not going to share?
You're 7'4". You can't get 11 rebounds.
Wembanyama, three.
Hey, there's nothing worse than when you need a guy to get two more rebounds and you see him stand about a 3-point line.
Yeah, that's right. Thunder took out the Nuggets 102-87. So I want to welcome the Nuggets to the non-Hundy club. Population, you in Miami.
Population.
Oof.
Celtics topped the Wizards 122-102, and the T-Wolves topped the Kings 117-115. Big game for new Wolf, Julius Randle. He finished yesterday with 33 points, 13-17. Ant-Man also had 32 points in that game.
Jeez.
Yeah, be nice.
I've been saying this for 2 years.
Can we get a 30-pointer tomorrow?
I've been saying this for 2 years. Like, dude, Bam and Jimmy eat, and then everybody else gets leftovers.
Yep.
That's how this league works, right? There's no – you might – every now and then, Dallas might win without Luka or Kyrie scoring. But in most cases, if you're going to be successful, Luka and Kyrie are going to be the main – scores.
Bam and Jimmy get the cake. Everybody else gets cupcakes.
That's it.
Yep.
So
Miami Heat, by the way, according to rumors, are among a handful of teams that PJ Tucker is trying to get himself traded to. Weird stuff going on with the Clippers right now. The Clippers are dealing with PJ Tucker, who is taking trade talks into his own hands, begging somebody to trade for him. He's got 1 year left on his deal. I don't know who the Heat would swap for him. I would guess that everyone's going to wait till he just gets waived.
We got a PJ Tucker. He's going to play 5-10 minutes a game. We got one of those guys. We don't need that.
What about that dog, though? We just bring some more of that dog.
We supposed to already have that dog. We supposed to already have that. You got to bring additional dog?
We actually have exclusive audio from PJ Tucker. PJ, can you tell us your preference on where you'd like to get traded if you had your choice?
Listen, I would love to get down to Miami because I'm Heat culture. I realize after signing for that Munyon to come out here and play with nobody who's here or playing that I got to get the hell up out of here.
This was a crazy story yesterday. Did you see that Kawhi's trainer is suing the Clippers for wrongful termination?
He don't work for them.
He did work for them. and he got fired by the Clippers, and he's suing for wrongful termination. It says the story from Yahoo. A former trainer with the LA Clippers is suing for wrongful termination, claiming he was dismissed for raising concerns over treatment of Kawhi Leonard was receiving for his injuries. Randy Shelton is claiming in a lawsuit that he was fired for complaining Kawhi was being subjected to unsafe and illegal treatments for injuries, reports Chris Haynes. The Clippers responded, disputing the claims. They say Mr. Shelton's claims were investigated and found to be without merit. We honored Mr. Shelton's employment contract, paid him in full. The lawsuit is a belated attempt to shake down the Clippers based on accusations that Mr. Shelton knows are false. Shelton says he was hired in the Clippers in part to recruit Leonard as a free agent. His relationship with Leonard goes back when he was the strength and conditioning coach at San Diego State. Man, I wonder what they're putting in Kawhi Leonard. What is he claiming?
Oh, like you, bone on bone. Bone on bone, like there is no treatment. So I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Just Kawhi doesn't play. And not only that, they extend him. Keep extending him.
Says the lawsuit says, simply put, the recovery timetable is unacceptable to the Clippers. Leonard eventually sat out 2021-2022 while recovering. Upon returning, the Clippers agreed to a load management plan that would limit Leonard's minutes to keep him from playing back-to-back games. But the lawsuit claims the team didn't follow that plan once the 22-23 season began. However, Leonard, this is from the, I guess, the lawsuit. However, Leonard was required to play significant minutes to begin the season and complained of swelling and inflammation in the knee after the first two games on October 24th, 2022. An MRI revealed cartilage damage in his knee, and Leonard was given biologics to band-aid the problem rather than allowing him the full time to heal. Juicy.
That, like, again... When it becomes like the injuries are the injuries. And when you don't treat them as such, you have problems like this. Right. And I think if that is an issue, here's where it gets tricky. It's not like football where you sign a contract, you get banged up, they can come for you and get some of that money back.
Right.
Or cut you, or mm-hmm. whatever. So you're probably more likely to try to fight through it.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is guaranteed money. So I don't know why you would ever put a player in a position where he's going to miss an extended amount of time.
What if?
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard was with Team USA, right? And all of a sudden, poof, gone. They send him home. Now all of a sudden he's being never practiced, reevaluating all the time. Maybe they're CYAing. They knew this lawsuit was coming down the pipe, and now they're being overly cautious with his injuries.
I don't know, because even before they got Kawhi, he had the same problems. Like, this is not nothing new. Right. This is what I mean, got him from San Antonio to Toronto.
You guys are adorable. I really got to say, you two.
Why?
Two scoops of adorable.
Why?
Guys, the writing is on the wall. Let me take you back. Let's go back to whatever year it was. 2010, probably. The Olympics. These three stars met up. Secretly had a discussion. Wink. We all know what happened there. Fast forward to 2024. Eric Spoelstra in prime position to have a conversation with old Kawhi. You know what he said? Make a stink, buddy.
No. Here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why it would never happen.
Check the Chipotle's, Miami!
Let me tell you why it would never happen. I will be so disappointed in the Miami Heat. Knowing your injury situation the last 3 years to then trade for somebody who's also going to be injured.
Plus, he just got an extension, too.
Right. Like, that makes no sense.
Of course he did. What? Wink.
Do you realize what you're saying makes zero sense?
Oh, it makes sense.
What this team has gone through the last couple of years.
Theoretically, you're saying he makes a stink and then demands a trade to Miami.
No.
Jimmy Butler is traded for Kawhi Leonard.
Well, okay, no. That's not what I'm saying happens. I'm saying he makes.
What else do you think is going to happen? Because that's the only.
He'll never demand a trade. The Clippers will be like, we're tired of this guy. Take him off the books. Anyone willing to get this guy will trade you, and we'll throw in a PJ Tucker.
Hmm.
And then
I mean, if you throw in a PJ.
I mean, look at that.
PJ, does this make sense to you?
I just want to get the hell out of here. I don't care how you attach it. You can rub it, twist it, flip it, saute it. I want out.
We'll take a break. We'll get back into the Miami Dolphins. We're getting to the Miami Dolphins. We haven't gotten to the Dolphins yet today. And they got a big time game. They're all big games right now from here on out for the Dolphins. They got some climbing out of the rut to do. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Come on. All right.
Yep.
Who's this sample though?
Stevie Wonder.
Whoa!
Ooh!
You've asked it before, but I actually knew that song from Stevie Wonder.
Do I do?
Always makes you think of Monty Jones.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't think Stevie Wonder's blind. Okay. Doesn't believe it.
He's really been putting on a facade for quite a while. We're going on 70 years.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccessAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954 more.
Winds are calm, but I'd say 5-10 miles an hour. It is partly cloudy, but I see mostly sun, so I'll just go with partly. Temperature is right around 80. And I don't know why, but I just expect a passing shower. Like, we just been getting them just randomly. But other than that, it looks like a pleasant day out there.
Mm. How do you do, Froggy?
It is currently 86 degrees. Winds coming out of the east, northeast.
Whoa!
Could be lying. Wow. I don't trust him. I don't trust you.
Too much.
And a 1% chance of rain today. So don't worry about rain until all of a sudden it's raining in front of your house in about 30 minutes and I was lying.
That's it. Like, I'm always going to say there's a slight chance if I see clouds.
Yeah.
If I see no clouds, then I go with no chance. But as long as I see clouds, you can get a little spritzer.
I'm driving crazy to Orlando today. Is there going to be any Friday?
What are you, like a weekend Orlandoer?
Oh, wait till I'm in Baltimore tomorrow. Crazy. I'm traveling across the world.
What are you going to Baltimore for?
Friend's mother passed away, unfortunately.
I know. You got to drive there?
No.
Or are you driving Orlando to fly?
Got to drop the tadpole, who's been taking some steps, walking and stuff.
Ooh,
yes.
Look out.
Look out. Now it starts. Now the trouble starts. But
now it starts where everything is head level and you're terrified.
Head on the swivel.
For sure.
Yep. And he's better keep an eye.
Yeah. Well,
wait till you get this one. The old hand on the counter.
Man, he's tall.
Grab whatever you can grab. Yep. You try to taste it.
Don't sleep.
I caught him with scissors yesterday. It was very strange.
What?
I don't know where he got them.
Slayer movie?
He might have bought them himself. I don't know where he got them from.
Now you got it. You raise him a little Chucky.
I just don't understand. How did he even get that?
We don't even know. We didn't even know we had scissors.
Really? I think he hides them. I think he hides things. I don't know.
What is he? He's a squirrel?
I don't know. Sometimes in my shoes, I'll find random things or like, he's just hiding it for later. I guess so.
The hiding spot. So the Dolphins are getting ready for the Cardinals. Cardinals do not have a good defense. Raheem Mostert. He is saying,
I'm more than sure he didn't say that.
What? No, he didn't say that. That would be rude.
That would be you.
I'm just going by the statistics.
Okay. Well, I mean, Have you seen the statistics on the other side?
The Dolphins defense isn't bad.
Dolphins offense hasn't scored 20 points before.
Well, they're the worst scoring team in the league. Yes.
Okay, so like while you like saying, ooh, there's some good eatins,
I didn't say good eatins. I didn't say good eatins.
You said their defense sucks.
Defense sucks, dude. I mean, it just does. I don't know what to tell you.
So it's two things meeting. A defense that sucks with an offense that hasn't scored any points.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how does that work? Is there
if he would have kept a hold of the football, Raheem Mostert, one could say they would have been in a better spot.
What? I didn't realize we were playing the blame game, dude.
I'm not playing the blame game. Don't have to. He's the one who lost the game.
Oh, jeez.
But he says the Dolphins have found something, at least statistically, with
their quarterback.
Games. Yes, their quarterback. But he says, can't abandon the run game, even with Tua back. Here was Mostert.
Absolutely. You know, we have to play complementary football, and that's something that's been harped on since I've gotten here, and that's what we're going to continue to do. So just having Tua back, it just gives us an extra boost of morale and confidence within the offense, because, you know, he has a great understanding of it, and, you know, he's also connected with the receivers as well. So all of that stuff goes hand in hand.
Certainly hasn't been complimentary football. It's been insulting football is what it has been. Terrible.
What are you on today?
What are you on?
He's not lying about that. It has been rough to watch. We're not just losing. It's abysmal football.
Well, they really have had some pretty epic turnovers these last few weeks. I mean, it's been like, wow, you're inventing new ways to give up the football.
That's kind of what happens when things are going bad. Right.
But it's everywhere, dude. It's special teams. We're giving up kicks. We're missing kicks. We're pre-snap penalties. We can't get in formation. We're fumbling. We're intercepting. We're not stopping anything.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the pre-snap penalties are gone, because Tua can kind of be more of a general and get everybody where they need to be. And he's a familiar voice. The inflection of a quarterback, you think it's not that big of a deal, but it does make a difference. You get used to a certain voice, a certain, you know, just the way they call their cadence and stuff like that. And then you went for a week where you had three different guys.
Different acoustics too, because it's a lefty quarterback, right?
Minus one.
Oh, it's a good question.
Why?
Minus one.
Minus shoulders one. Turned a different Ooh. Way, you know?
Woo.
You don't. Hey. You don't turn your shoulders?
Oh, you got to, yeah. You know?
No, you don't.
For the bootleg.
Check, you know?
No.
Yeah, I gotta.
Like, that's a problem. I always wonder, and sometimes I think this. You say something to me, and I'm like, what game are you watching? Like, I don't know. Like, the acoustics is different.
Aaron Brewer has to get used to a new hand on his cheek.
Yep.
Thumbs it would away. Be the other. Now, wait, I will say this. I don't know whether he goes left or right.
She goes top or bottom.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Mm. By the way, it's acoustics.
I'm going to hit you with an acoustic.
Oh, me! Me!
Here's a little bit more of the fumbler, Raheem Mostert.
Wow!
He said it's great to have... This is great to have Tua back, but we still have to fix our mistakes.
I mean, you know, that's our guy. It felt good to have him back, and, you know, I feel like the offense today was focused solely on details.
Oh, that's good.
It does matter, because you have kind of your director, right? When you have a guy in there that's trying to learn it, sometimes those details are not really fully paid attention to, more along the lines of let's try to execute this play. So it does matter. I would also say that sometimes when your guy comes back, you're more focused, because you want that to be the reason why you've been terrible. Right. So everybody makes sure they do everything right. They're paying attention to the details, because then afterwards you can say, see, our guy's back. You're good.
That's true. He also did echo the sentiments of Chidi yesterday, though, and says that Tua needs to learn how to slide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been talking, you know, ever since his injury. You know, I've been telling him, hey, you need to work on sliding. You know, that's and we all joke around and laugh. But in serious note, he knows that he has to, you know, protect himself a little bit better. And, you know, moving forward, only he can control those things. Right. You know, we could say those things to him and until we're blue in the face. But, you know, one thing that I would say, you know, it's always my saying is, hey, you could bring a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink, right? You know, we're gonna bring Tua to that water, but we can't make them drink. But you know, he has an understanding of that, and he's moving forward. He's gonna do his best.
No, just let it go. Let it go.
But
I know you too well. Nope, you got the look. You got. Look at that face.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
That face means here comes some tomfoolery.
I wasn't going to do that. You already said you put the tomfoolery out there.
No, because you're going to, no, I know you. You're going to come up with your own saying. Just let it go. It's
ridiculous.
That horse don't listen. Listen to him.
It's not time for the Blue Chew read yet, but that would be a great segue.
The horse.
Try to lead your horse to water.
What are we doing?
Take a break. We will go over the week 8 slate of the NFL season with Tickle My Fancy next.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. We will go around the NFL schedule and see which games interest Leroy Horde the most week 8 of the NFL season. But before that, a couple of notes out of Dolphins camp. We have Mike McDaniel letting us know that Tua has officially cleared concussion protocol. He is good to go this
week. All right.
Against the Arizona Cardinals. So that is official. He also says that he is optimistic, very optimistic, that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle will be able to go. They both, I think, popped up on the injury report yesterday with a foot for Cheetah and a quad for Jalen Waddle. But apparently they will be good to go. So the Dolphins will have their three-headed monster good to go this weekend, it appears, for the Cardinals. The Dolphins are up to a four-point favorite in this game. So we got that to look forward to. Want to let you guys also know that our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. And we got a $250 gift card for you to go see some football, some Heat, some Panthers. You can watch Inter Miami in the MLS playoffs tonight as they take on Atlanta. Maybe you don't got that Apple package. You know, you want to go watch the game. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to win that $250 gift card, all you got to do is go to WQAM.com/contests. And that is how you'll be able to win that gift card, everybody. All right, Leroy, let us get to it. Week 8 of the NFL season. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. At 1 o'clock on Fox, Cardinals, Dolphins, Tua is back. Mike McDaniel just announcing he has cleared concussion protocol. Miami is a 4-point favorite at home. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes, I want to see if they can get back on track. I want to see if you know, they've done some good things. They really ran the ball well, but without the threat of throwing the football, it kind of catches up to you at some point in the game, and that's what happened. So
my fancy is tickled.
I'm curious to see if the timing's going to be good. You know how that offense works on timing, and Tua hasn't played with these guys in a minute. So
yep.
One of the things you need to pay attention to, it might be a couple of balls that are just not quite there. Deep balls that might be underthrown or overthrown. So I just want to see it get back into the flow of things.
Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the Philadelphia Eagles visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati is a 3-point favorite at home.
No, although I'm not sold on Cincinnati. I think Philadelphia, they just don't like their coach. So no matter how well they do, they're going to complain. It's just like, yeah, everybody thinks Cincinnati just going to mysteriously, you know, run off 5 or 6 wins, and I don't see it. So I'm out.
Fancy, okay. Not tickled.
What about this game, Leroy? The Baltimore Ravens visit the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God, no.
Fancy, not tickled.
I have to watch it, but it's not going to be a game that I'm paying attention to at 1 o'clock.
Like, Baltimore is an 8.5-point road favorite.
Probably the biggest spread of the weekend.
It would be. That's what I thought, too, when I initially read that. Although, it's, you know, if you do the cuteness of like a road favorite, it's kind of tiesies. But the next game is actually the biggest spread. It has to be. I'm not. You
know, Carolina's involved.
The Tennessee Titans visit Man Campbell's Detroit Lions. And Detroit is a 12.5-point favorite. TK Fancy?
That's a big number, dog.
That is a big number.
No, although I would say that, man. And like, for what Detroit has been, like, I think a lot of people are rooting for Detroit, right? It's a cool story. But I won't be interested.
Fancy, don't blame you. Tickled.
I know you will be in this one because you love you a petty watch.
Yeah.
The New York Jets visit the New England Patriots. Tickle your fancy? New York is a 7-point road favorite.
They ain't good enough to be a 7-point favorite against nobody.
I'm just telling you, that's what they have.
Okay, that's what they say. And everybody will say, oh, Aaron Rodgers, they're going to get it going.
Who's that?
Everybody on Jet Up. So, listen, I thought last week was petty watch. If they mess around and lose to New England, chaos.
Can I just say, not to do a radio tease, but I heard a piece of audio from Aaron Rodgers that pissed me the hell off.
Really?
This one, by far, pissed me the hell off more than I've probably ever heard any athlete in my life.
Mixed bag?
Really?
Mixed bag.
All right, we'll save it for the mixed bag next time.
All right.
By the way, Mike McDaniel is from Barry Jackson. Mike McDaniel says Emmanuel Ogba and Javon Holland also expected to play on Sunday, so they will be back. That is
good. Club.
Leroy, the Atlanta Falcons at 4-3 visit the 4-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, that'd be a good
Atlanta
game.
Atlanta is a 2.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy? Of course, Buccaneers did lose receivers this week.
I know they lost. Mike Evans, he was a trooper for even trying to play, but you could tell he was hurt.
And Chris Godwin as well, of course.
Chris Godwin's out for the season. That's probably why they're favorite. That's 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, yes. Sorry.
I'll peek at it. I'm interested. My fancy is tickled. But I'm mostly be watching the Dolphins game.
Dude, I just got the saddest tweet from Barry Jackson. I got him on notice.
Oh, no.
after being poked in the eye in practice, Zach Sealer is out on Sunday.
Oh. Oh, no.
Fancy not tickled.
What kind of eye poke was that?
I'm going to tell you right now, if Eichenberg was the one who poked him.
Oh, it's totally Eichenberg. Dude.
It was definitely Eichenberg.
You know it was Eichenberg.
It was definitely Eichenberg. Oof.
That is literally the only good
thing. Tobin, that has wait. Happened. Everybody else was like, we got this. Tobin's crying. No.
Man.
So he going to have an eye patch on the sidelines?
I mean, he will look cool with an eye patch.
Not the time, Dade Self. Not the time.
Oh. He goes, his eyes are sealed on up.
Come on. What are
you doing? Really though, no eye patch. You can't just make it work. Leroy, you ever been poked in the eye? Like,
yeah, I got poked in the eye one time in college. And I wore a shield.
Mm. Oh, Sealer's gonna look cool with a shield.
Ooh.
And I had to wear a tinted one.
Even tougher.
Because when you scratch your eye, the light is unbelievable. So it becomes very, you know, light sensitive. So, yeah.
Eichenberg!
What if it wasn't Eichenberg?
Oh, it was Eichenberg. Gets very handsy. We saw him go up the face mask last game.
Only other person it could be, Jordan Poyer.
goodness. We haven't even gotten to 4 o'clock yet.
1 o'clock, Leroy. The Green Bay Packers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars and are 4-point road favorites. Take your fancy.
No.
Fancy no. Not.
Jacksonville, too. I'm done watching them. I don't know whether it's the coach or your quarterback is not who you thought he was.
He's a bum. I didn't call that, by the way, the whole time. Indianapolis Colts visit the Houston Texans. Houston's a 5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy.
That'd be an interesting game. They always play close.
My fancy is tickled.
But we'll see. Is their running back back?
Is Taylor back? Let me see.
Taylor back, yeah.
Is Taylor back for the Colts? I don't see him on the injury report, so I think he might be.
It'll be interesting because it's two teams that are going to try to run the ball and they have that horse running the football. So
yeah, he is big.
He's big.
He is a behemoth.
Since he returned to practice, they say they feel really good about his status.
I think he was close last week, so it would make sense that he's back.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints, they visit the L.A. Chargers. L.A. is a 7-point favorite. Take your fancy?
No, the Saints, they gave us a couple of feel-good weeks, and now back to reality.
Fancy not tickled.
Derek Carr is still not practicing. He's got that oblique injury. So,
yeah, that's a major thing. Like, it's – think about everything you do. Is centered around your core. So, and you're talking about a quarterback who runs, who throws a football, and that's nothing but torque on your midsection. So, yeah.
A game we'll definitely have to keep an eye on because they are a divisional opponent and the Dolphins week 9 opponent. The Buffalo Bills at 5-2 visit the Seattle Seahawks at 4-3. But Buffalo is a 3-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
Yeah, I'll take. Is that four? That's 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 o'clock. I'll watch that. I'll watch that. Interested to see, like, is Seattle that good, or they just playing the NFC? Or
my fancy is tickled.
The Bills have looked the worst they've looked in the last 3 years, and they're still 5-2. Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yep. It is annoying. The Carolina Panthers.
Nope. That's
All right.
Fancy not tickled.
I don't care if Young is playing because Brett Rifle hurt his finger in a car accident.
Yeah, that's right.
But although I would like to see Bryce Young light it up.
He's taking on the Denver Broncos, and their defense is good, so I would say probably not.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just guessing.
You know, a guy that they just dismissed, all of a sudden now they got to play, you know, save us.
Oh, please, Bryce. We didn't mean it, Bryce.
I wanted to go something else, but I let it go. Marcos is familiar with the song. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
At 425, we have an AFC West matchup. The Kansas City Chiefs visit the Las Vegas Raiders. KC is a 9.5-point road favorite.
We got some stinkers this weekend.
Yeah, we do, dude. Some big spreads.
Yep. Not really interested. I'll look to, because I'm just getting annoyed at how many different ways Kansas City wins football games.
Mm.
Right? They win, and that's the sign of a good team. You can win a football game when your star has just been garbage. You can win football games when it's a shootout. You can win football games where it's a street fight. They have won all different types of games for the last 2 or 3 years, and they're the cream of the crop. So
at 425, the Chicago Bears, the Bears, visit the Washington Commanders. Chicago's a 3-point favorite on the road. Jaden Daniels, questionable. Right. Ooh, now,
that's right. He was
rib injury. He has not been practicing. Ooh. So we do not know if we'll get a matchup of one versus two here.
Ribs are tough. QBs. Ribs are tough. Rib is very similar to the oblique injury. Like, you can't do anything. Yeah.
And as fun as
that, I want to see the game just to see the matchup, because Caleb Williams is, you know, he's actually doing the things that people thought he would do. And then Jaden Daniels has just been awesome until he got hurt a little bit. So I would like to see the matchup.
Me too. That'd be awesome. But I got to feel like if you're in first place and you're the Commanders, like, you got a little wiggle room here. I would be safe about it.
Here's the deal. If you can play, you play. If you can't, you can't.
All right.
Right. There's no wiggle room on that. Like, there's no such thing as I can play, but I'm going to hold you out another week. You're not going to get more healthy in a week when it comes to that injury.
No. All right. Finally, your nighttime matchups. No buys this week. That's why this was such a long slate, by the way. At 8:20, Sunday Night Football.
I'm all in.
The Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers.
It sounds good on paper.
4.5-point favorite.
San Francisco's a 4.5-point favorite?
Yes, they are.
That's weird. They're playing in San Fran.
Debo is back at practice on Thursday. Kittle, he was limited. He's dealing with a foot. So they still got some reserves back.
McCaffrey's injury is a lot more serious than we gonna see if he can go week one. Remember that?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they just lost Ayuk. So,
I gotta tell you, I know this is going to be an unpopular pick.
Hmm?
I think I take Dallas.
Wow. Well, you're getting 4.5. Yeah. Too, you know, Finally, Leroy, the New York Giants, Monday Night Football against Mr. Unlimited.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Take your fancy?
Yeah, I just like Pittsburgh's another one of those teams. They just find a way to win. I'm interested to see, because Russ looked good last week. You could tell the difference between him and Justin Fields about some of the throws he was making. And so I want to see if, now that he's there, if he can get comfortable and they can just do what they do. So, I'll be interested.
Tickled.
We'll take a break. That is Tickle My Fancy. Again, we'll give you the recap of all the Dolphins injuries that have been updated by Mike McDaniel. There's a slew of them to give you as we head towards this Sunday matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. Take a break. Back after this.
I'm all in.